the prime time, bitch!
Welcome, boils and ghouls. Too Horny for Horror. It's a podcast dedicated to the greatest film genre of all time and all things around that. Hosted by three legit horror heads,
right?
What's it featuring, Mono?
Oh my gosh, you're gonna have interviews.
Got it.
Ghost stories.
Yep.
Spooky debates.
Always.
Special shocker episode.
Oh!
Good luck not pissing.
Anything else fans of horror would want to hear.
Yeah! And hey, you can be a part of the show also by reaching out to us at Horny for Horror on Twitter and Instagram.
On Instagam.
And we want you guys to hit us up, tell us about movies, television shows, books, houses in your hood, urban legends,
urban legends.
That shit, and we'll get so horny for it.
Yes, and it's all spooky dick pics.
Oh, very spooky dick pics.
I got a text last night that was just, it was a picture with nothing in it, and I just realized it was a ghost sending me a dick pic.
It's a ghost dick pic!
Ghost
you dick. Sent a dick pic back, right?
Of course I did.
Yeah, head and your face in the picture, right?
But my pubes were white because it scared me so bad.
Your pubes, my pubes. There's one streak of white in your pubes because it got freaked out.
yeah, just one streak of white.
You suddenly were in bed and you were like, oh, my pubes are cold.
You know what I love is in It, the deadlights make you just go catatonic.
Yes.
That's such a funny bit to me that he has to ride that bike down that hill to get her out of it.
Yes.
That's how I hope I end up, is in a catatonic state because of It.
Because of It.
That would be my dream come true.
I do too.
That's
we
a good way to go. Yeah, we hope that happens
we
to
hope
you
become
too.
Catatonics.
Oh, God, that would be my dream. Guys...
We're going to make it happen. Don't
Thank
worry.
You, please.
Don't you fucking worry.
Well, since It came up, can I ask you guys really quick, did you see the picture of the new Pennywise?
Yes.
What do you guys think?
Did. I felt nothing.
Almost like a little kind of like, uh-oh. Like, this is so, I don't know, it felt just a little too fancy almost.
Yeah.
He definitely looks fancy. He has the kind of, it's the same thing as the leprechaun. When I see him, I'm like, I think I could beat him up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I could beat that clown
up.
That's the first thing. When Tim Curry was Pennywise, I wouldn't go near him.
No.
Like,
he looks legitimately like a creepy clown from a child. You know, like where it's just like John Wayne Gacy shit of just like, ew.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
New Pennywise looks like he's from a Joel Schumacher Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought it was strange that you could see the nipples on Pennywise. No, I thought it was like, it's weird.
The nipples.
You could see the nipples on him?
Yeah, there's like really nipple divots and also like those.
Does he have pecs?
That would be...
pecs and like some cum gutters.
oh my God, the It clown has fucking cum
gutter muscles.
Cum gutter muscles are so fucking hot.
What if they have a whole scene where they establish that he has sick lower abs? Or he just has like the perfect V. Like he's going, blah, 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 but then he just like slowly lifts his shirt up. You're like, holy shit.
Oh,
that guy's
shit.
Like core workout is insane.
Okay, I mean, I'll fuck you.
I guess I'm scared of you, but I'll also fuck you.
Yeah. Your body's so fucking
perfect.
Hot.
I loved It. As a child, it was one of the first horror movies I saw. My parents were watching it, and they made me go to bed, but I snuck out and watched it from around the back of the couch.
Oh my God, that's like such a classic thing.
The first part ends with the guy who slits his wrists in the tub, and he writes It in blood on the wall. That image kept me awake for months. Like, I would have nightmares that I would walk into a bathroom, or at night when I had to go use the bathroom, I was like, if there's a guy in there dead with, like, It written on the wall, my hair's gonna go white. All my little kid pubes. My first pube went white.
I had a really good friend in college who, anytime she would go to the bathroom, she would have to open up the shower curtain to make sure nobody was in there.
Ew.
And I would always keep closing it, and she'd have to go in and just open it. Like, what are you doing? She's like, I just want to make sure nobody's in there.
When I shot that movie in Alaska, it's super small crew and cast. There's like six of us total, three in the cast, and then director, DP, AD, and then wardrobe. That was it. So seven people shooting an entire feature, and one woman. My good friend Marky is our costume designer. So only woman in a house full of men up in Alaska in the middle of nowhere. And one night we were all drinking, and one of the cast thought it'd be funny to hide in the bathroom in the shower and scare whoever came in next. Well, what he didn't know is the odds were against him. It was the one woman in the house. So she was getting ready to go to the bathroom, had gone to sit down, and he ripped the curtain open and screamed at her. And she lost her mind and ran out,
and
pants around her ankles,
pants around
everywhere. But he made the one woman in the house afraid to use the bathroom. bathroom.
Jesus Christ. Because,
so she kept opening the shower curtain.
Yeah, of course.
That.
It's scary.
It's horrifying.
So, okay,
fuck,
so
man.
It kind of makes, when I was young, so my mom had old Greek porcelain dolls.
Ew.
That she like brought here from Greece because they were like important to her, and she kept them in my bedroom closet.
Ew.
And when I was young, I would like keep a light on right. so I could just kind of see.
Yeah.
I needed a nightlight, guys. Okay, let's be real.
It's okay.
I get it.
So they left the light on for me, and I literally had a perfect visual of like the half of a face slit of an old,
ew,
dirtied porcelain dolphin.
Ew.
Clarifying question.
Yeah.
So is there anything that makes like a Greek doll distinct? Like a Russian nesting doll looks a certain way, like a yeah. Precious Moments. What's like a Greek doll? What is the average Greek doll?
I wish there was something specific.
Greek doll, best doll. Greek doll, best doll. If you want the best doll, you go to Greece.
Quick explanation. Mono is a white guy, so it's very racist that he's doing
very
that.
Racist. They were just old and precious to her.
And you know they got souls in them.
They were those dolls that were like about, what is this, 2 feet?
Yeah, probably.
About like a 2 foot.
Mono's holding his hand up to the ceiling.
What is
Greek
this?
Measurement.
Greek.
Best measurement.
Yeah, so it was like 2 foot tall doll.
Ew.
That like,
ew,
it just
2 feet?
Yeah, it was like
that's
tall.
Disgusting.
So it was like almost your height.
Yeah, yeah. It was still a little shorter, but still.
Because you're 3 foot
so
four? 3 foot four?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Almost up to your.
Almost up to my.
Titties. They're like up to your pecs.
Yeah, pets. My titties.
Up to your deep V.
My deep V. No, it was just so insane. Wow. I didn't need anything more to scare me because I was already a very sensitive, easily scared young child.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh. Dolls are so creepy.
Are we talking about like scary movies we just discovered when we were young?
Yeah.
I think we are.
And just discovered now with the world, the beautiful world of streaming.
Oh my God.
And everybody getting rights and being able to show these amazing movies that we would never be able to find.
It's been a godsend. It actually reminds me a lot of like growing up and listening like punk music or like underground hip hop where like you had to seek it out to find it. So that's what made the video store so dope was that I could walk in and just look at the covers and be like, I've never heard of this. Why hasn't anyone talked about this?
Yes.
And it was discovering these movies for yourself.
Yeah.
Versus like they're in the theater and someone's telling you about it. No, I found a shot on VHS horror movie in my Blockbuster or Movie Time Video where that was my Bakersfield rental place. But you'd be like, oh, I discovered this.
Yes.
Have you seen it? And then now, thanks to the internet and streaming, dating ourselves, we're able to show these to friends and be like, this is what I watched when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I thought only I had seen it.
One of my favorite things is introduce a dumb, scary movie or something to people. Yes.
And see their reaction.
And just see their reaction, whether they're into horror movies or not, and just be like, look at this thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it incredible?
And usually...
Mono did it for me a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like we do it for each other constantly. We
just
find
what's
something
one, Mono?
Awful.
What's a gem that you've either rediscovered or one when you were a kid you're like, this is mine that I found?
Which one?
I can answer for you.
Yeah, please. Because I don't... It's like
Troll 2.
Troll 2.
Because you had seen it when you were a kid.
I had seen it when I was young. I was scared of it when I was young. And then, of course, friends. Luckily, I had friends, like, reintroduce it. People were sharing this like it was the Ring videotape. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to see this.
Yeah, and I had never seen it. And I was sick one day, and it was on Hulu. And I was like, what is this weird thing?
Yeah.
And then I told Mom, I was like, I started watching this really weird movie. And he's like, and I started describing, he's like, Troll 2. Holy shit. And then from there, I was like, okay, I gotta keep watching it. And then I became obsessed with it, and we watched it a ton.
It's the original bad movie.
It's so fascinating.
There's so many others, but it's the one that's inspired so many stories.
So, I mean, it's a perfect storm. My introduction to the troll universe was I used to stay the night at my friends, the Glockner twins, lived in the cul-de-sac next to my house, and their mom was unique. That's a nice way to say, like, kooky.
Yeah.
So she took us to Movie Time Video to rent a horror movie.
I thought you were like a eunuch?
She's a eunuch. She had her balls cut off.
She
had these two children.
Okay.
But she said, I'll take you guys down to rent a horror movie. So we're like, great. So we each picked out one. We showed them to her, and she goes, no, they have to be PG.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, we're fucked. Like, we can't get anything.
Yeah.
My friend Brian Glockner literally said, Mom, you're stupid, because they're very mean to her. They're horrible. They were those kids where I was like, Mom, you idiot. And she would be
Don't
like,
you
now,
already
now,
have
be
this
nice.
Game?
Yeah, you stupid.
No, Mom, that's
bar.
Bone Storm.
Yeah.
Or Blood
You're
Storm.
You're thinking of, I think it was something like that. You're Bone thinking Storm. Of Blood Sport or whatever, and then, oh, so good.
Get another one. I'm not sharing with Caitlin.
But they did that, and so we're like, all right, well, she's not going to rent it if we don't find it. So we got Troll and Troll 2. Like,
wow.
They had both VHS tapes. And we, Troll definitely was. Troll 2 might be PG-13, but it wasn't R-rated. So she was okay with it not being R-rated.
Yeah.
So we got Troll and Troll 2. We watched Troll, which is like a legitimate movie.
Yeah, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, she plays Elaine Bennis in it.
She dances funny.
But we watched that and Troll 2, and Troll 1 is like a legitimate movie. And then when Troll 2 started, I mean, it was like hearing jazz for the first time. Where it's like,
yeah.
Oh, this is insane. Like, I love this. Like, this doesn't follow any rules, but it's so sincere. And sincerity is why that's a good movie.
Yes. It really is just so sincere and just so,
and I don't get why they were packaged together.
Troll and Troll 2?
Because they're, like, not made by the same people at all.
Right.
And
I don't think the same studio put it out, did they?
No, not at all.
The first one, I think, is MGM. I don't know who put out the second. Did you guys get obsessed with, the production companies who made them? I would learn, like, the title. Title cards to see who did what. The big one for me the first time was New Line Cinema for Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
That's
anytime
the one.
New Line came on, I was like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I associated
that with
good. I
have
it
now
good.
With A24.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing
it's
a lot of cool stuff.
Now one where I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. Because they did like Ex Machina. I think It Follows. And then just also other great movies. Moonlight, I think they did. But I see that and
my
I'm like,
my favorite
whoa.
Horror movie, Moonlight.
I have it now with Asian distribution company or production company. Called like Hong Brothers,
yeah.
And they were responsible for The Boy.
Oh, I love The
and
Boy.
Now
so
I like.
Fun.
I want to follow them, whatever they want to
yes,
do.
Whatever you guys do, we'll
yeah.
Do it.
Let's get it out there. We're fans of The Boy.
If
you're listening to a horror fan, sorry if you don't like it. It's very fun.
It was so much fun the whole time.
It's
I was
perfect.
Laughing. I screamed. I had such a delightful time.
And it again, it's that idea of like it treats it as sincerely as possible. And you're watching a woman who's a great actor, 2017.
Yeah. Fuck you, man!
So, doing her best with the craziest plot possible.
Yes.
It was so funny.
God, when two old people start filling their pockets
with
up with rocks and then walking into the ocean,
oh,
I was like,
God.
This is the perfect movie. That's the funniest way to kill
and
yourself.
I was surprised by the twist.
Which we won't say.
Oh, we can't say. We should do a whole episode.
We should do a whole episode,
on the boy.
For sure.
It's so
but yeah,
funny.
Wait, let's talk about rock drowning. There's so many
rock
easier ways to kill
is
yourself.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All you have to do is walk in the ocean anyways. And
yeah.
You'll fucking die.
Well, it's
the ocean
of,
is horrifying.
You want to die, but also you want to make sure your body isn't found for a long time.
Guess that's it.
It's super funny. I don't know why. Like, it's a horrible thing, but drowning bits in movies are usually funny. Like in The Visit, M. Night Shyamalan's Visit, when they're looking in the well.
Yes.
And the grandpa's going to push him in or what
yeah.
But he's like, yeah, you want to get a closer look or go down there? And it's like, oh, they'll throw a kid in a well.
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
It's
lots
so
of
creepy.
Good, lots of good horror movies with wells. The Ring has a good well.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
Changeling
has
with
a
the well.
Good well.
Ooh, Water
Mamba?
Bart.
Oh, fuck yeah. A lot of things has. I also feel like we can't pass the fact that Betsy's concept of water is just that you walk a couple feet in and a shark just attacks you immediately.
Yeah, you will fucking die. I hate, I'm so scared of water.
You hate water.
Yeah, man. And when I was in fourth grade, I almost drowned in Waterworld.
Oh, my God.
And that ended it for me in the fucking wave pool.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And
those
I was like,
strong.
Okay, cool. I'm never getting in a body of water again.
Do you want me to validate your fear?
Stinky.
Even more?
Yeah.
One time I was surfing off the coast of Ventura.
Oh,
and,
shit.
I was waiting for the set to come in. So I'm just sitting on the board floating.
Yes.
Like, a lot of it is that. Like, just sitting there floating with your legs down the water.
Gross.
And something.
No.
No.
Swam by me big enough that it moved me over feet.
No.
Like,
no.
2 or 3 feet to the right. And so what you do is you pull your arms and legs up onto your board and you just sit still for a while. Because if you have your arms and legs down, they think it's a seal. That's why surfers get attacked.
What?
So I just pulled my arms and legs up, waited a couple minutes, and then very quickly swam for
that's
the shore.
Horrifying.
It was terrifying.
I would never get... Fuck, man. That's so scary. I hate it. It's so scary.
The worst thing I've had happen is I've had a baby octopus who didn't want to detach from me. One time when I was in Greece, I was just like...
It's still on you.
Yeah, it's hanging out. It's our fourth roommate.
Yeah, it was wild, but luckily it was just like pulling off one of those weird slappy hand things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm going to be late on rent again.
Ew.
I love you, Mono.
Oh, no. You're always watching something stupid when
always
I come
watching
home.
Something stupid.
And you're never like, should we watch something else?
No, you're, yeah, you stupid octopus.
You
you're just
fucking
like,
octopus.
Sorry, I keep watching Dance Moms.
I haven't seen this season.
I haven't seen
can
this
Can you guys
season.
Pause it until I catch up? Can you watch it later?
Oh, yeah, my God.
Please. I'll catch up, I swear.
I swear. Also, I made a lot of dirty dishes.
I inked all over your cups.
Oh, my God.
But speaking of, like, finding stupid movies, for me it was, like I said, going to a video store and just looking at the cover and deciding what you were going to get based on how sick the covers were.
Because the covers are so fucking cool. And you know what? Judge a horror movie by the cover. Yeah. Fucking do it.
Oh, that's a good point.
You will.
Definitely do it.
You might get let down.
Oh, yeah. You'll get let down a bunch, but still do it. Because then you'll find some gems.
I saw what I consider a perfect horror movie, Evil Dead 2.
Oh,
Dead by Dawn.
It's so good.
Because the cover was a skeleton with an eyeball looking at you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like you open the door on him when he's going to the bathroom.
Yes.
Like, look up the cover for Evil Dead 2.
Yeah,
which is essentially a remake of Evil Dead 1 with, like, a higher budget.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Evil Dead 2?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Oh, that almost gave me a heart attack.
Love it.
But that's where I got that because of the cover. There's so many fucking fantastic covers. Like,
Chopping Mall has an awesome
A very
one.
Misleading cover, but still a cool one.
Yeah.
It has, like, a scary, pokey claw hand on the cover.
That's not a thing.
That's never in the movie.
It's never in the movie.
They're robots.
Yeah.
They're, like, janky robots. Yeah. They're robots that we could make.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, you got a tripod? Cool.
Yeah. They're basically battle robots. Less powerful battle bots.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to challenge listeners to build their own version of the Chopping Mall robot.
Yes.
Tweet at us with a picture, and we'll send you a prize.
Oh,
we'll
my God.
We'll send you such a prize.
We'll send you such a prize.
Such a prize.
Such a
unique prize.
Such a fun prize.
The other thing about, like, scanning the video stores for a VHS is sometimes you'd get something that should not have been in a store. And that, for me, I one time went to Blockbuster, and the only horror movie I hadn't seen was a movie called Blood Lake.
Uh-huh.
Blood Lake is made in, like, 87, maybe?
Okay.
Clearly shot on video. The lighting is horrific.
Yes.
Like, there are scenes where it's hard to see them. And this is supposed to be, like, a dialogue-heavy scene. But it's so funny. Everyone is horrible at what they do. The movie is just meandering, but I loved it because I was like, oh, this is just for me.
I love
it. And that was
awesome.
My movie
fun.
I showed people. Whereas, like, if you haven't seen Blood Lake, you got to see it. And most time people are bored by it. But the lines are fantastic. The bad guy looks like Charlie Daniels.
It's a great cover.
It's a killer cover. So look up Blood Lake 1987, maybe? So here's the cover.
Oh,
yeah, it's like a big hillbilly holding a knife, standing on a dock.
Actually gorgeous.
That's,
and I
want to frame it.
The cover's better than the movie. I'll tell you that.
And the tag is, a quick dip in the lake turns into a bloodbath of horror. Woo!
My,
that's good.
My favorite quote in a horror movie ever is in this, and I quote it to people all the time, and it drives them nuts. There's, like, a 15, 14-year-old boy who's in the movie, and he's, like, super horny. He wants to drink beer for the first time.
Fuck yeah.
He's the comic relief. And at one point, he puts
beefy,
his arm
dude.
Around... He's very, very beefy. He puts his arm around a girl who's also his age, like 14, and he goes, got my beer, got my sex partner. And it's my favorite line of dialogue. Because to call someone your
sex partner...
Yeah. Not
that's incredible. Incredible.
Because it's, like, half respectful, half disgusting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
my sex partner.
It's
gross.
Businessy, kind of.
And the whole movie.
This is my
whole
sex
movie.
Partner. Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
We don't really, you know.
We don't know what's happening yet, but right now they're my sex partner.
Yeah.
It's him talking to that 14-year-old girl, like, hey, tonight you're going to have sex. And she's like, no, I'm not. And he's like, no, tonight you're going to.
No.
And, like, older
that
guy.
Makes me horny.
Think about 14-year-olds pressuring each other to be sex partners.
Yeah, keep forcing me.
What about you, Betsy? Did you have one?
Well, I have one that's recently.
Yeah.
We've discovered, and we've mentioned it a bunch so far, but it's Chopping Mall.
It's so good.
It's on Amazon, and I was just kind of, like, going through my queue and just, like, looking at all the horror movies because they, like, released a bunch of fun ones that I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, the cover's perfect, and just the name Chopping Mall, I was like, that's so good.
It's a great,
it's a great
name.
Little name and pun.
You know that the movie was written around the title, where it's, like, Chopping Mall, more like Chopping. shopping
actually
mall.
Not true.
Okay.
Because we did a bunch of
And it's one of those movies with just like a wild history.
Mono and I have watched it now probably, what, like 5 times?
Yeah. Maybe more.
Probably more.
Yeah.
And we did a whole IMDb thing. And so it's essentially, it's about these, did we already talk about what it's about?
No, we should talk about it again. It's important.
So it's about these security robots in a very fancy mall that
real
has like
mall.
three levels and uh-huh. stuff. It's
Which is
fancy.
In real life, it's shot where?
Sherman Oaks Gallery.
Sherman Oaks Gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they use exterior shots of Beverly Center.
Very confusing.
It's these security robots that they're like, nobody's going to ever be able to steal from our mall with these dudes. And then there's a lightning storm and they become like... killer robot.
Child play logic.
Sentient robot.
Yeah. Just like Chucky logic of like
the
lightning
Chucky
makes
logic.
You crazy.
Yeah. I'm just like, okay, now, and so they start killing everybody.
Yeah, so it was released under the title
Killbots.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But then it didn't do well in the theaters.
Yes.
So they then video released it titled Chopping Mall.
And cut 15 minutes
and
from
cut
it.
15 oh. minutes from
so
it.
So it's an amazing hour and 16 minutes.
It is perfect. That's all you want.
That is something that's so common with horror movies is what it's shot under versus what it's released as. So whenever you look up a horror movie, it'll be like, a.k.a. this, a.k.a. this. Like Italian horror movies, Giallos did that a lot, where it's like, it has this really pretty Italian title, but then in English it sounded weird, so we just changed it.
Yeah. Because that's another one then.
Another one we discovered on Amazon that's amazing, which we have all three seen, because Adam, we screamed at you and
we
said,
forced Adam
shut
to
up,
watch
Adam,
it.
You need to watch this.
I was so tired. My babies were in the car.
The heat was on, the windows up, but
so
we made him watch this.
I turned the heat on in the car.
We recently saw one called The Mutilator on Amazon, and this movie is really bad.
It's fucking insane.
It's bonkers.
It opens on a scene of a little kid accidentally killing his mom and then the father losing his mind.
Well, you gotta say how he kills her, because that's one of the craziest deaths.
You mean like cleaning guns?
He's cleaning a rifle, pointing it at the wall.
For his dad's birthday.
For his dad's birthday.
He's cleaning his dad's fucking gun as the gift.
They deserve
Keep going.
It.
His mom is cooking in the kitchen. He shoots the gun, the rifle, through the wall. It goes through her back, out her chest. She falls over dead. There's no blood on her chest
no blood
when you
at
see
all.
Her the second time. And then the dad comes home and
just
and immediately
loses his mind.
Starts to go crazy.
Yeah. He doesn't even go, oh my gosh, what's happening? He just immediately cuts to
like
dragging her.
Dragging her, propping her up by the couch as he's pounding brown liquor.
Yeah, and giving her some liquor in her dead mouth.
Yes, and
yeah,
pouring
in her
dead mouth. Oh, fuck. Ugh, I'm getting horny. Pouring fucking liquor into the dead woman's mouth. And
it's
the little
awesome.
Kid's just kind of creeping around.
And you
then...
hear the sirens approaching. And you think, like, this is a very dramatic intro. Like, this is one of the most intense, horrific things that could ever happen to a family. And then it smash cuts to...
It totally smash cuts to an upbeat number with some teenagers in a diner.
Some teenagers in a diner trying to figure out what they're going to do for their...
What they're going to do for their fall break, and one of them walks away to, like, get a phone call or something.
Yeah.
And very casually, one of the kids at the table goes, oh, by the way, he accidentally murdered his mom when he was a kid, and his father's insane. And everyone goes, oh, okay. And
Nobody reacts.
The guy comes back to the table, and he's like, my dad wants me to check in on the house. Like, someone wants to go check in on this beach house. It's the dad, right?
It's the dad.
Doesn't
feel guilty.
He doesn't feel guilty. They all just heard the story of this family, and their immediate response after that guy says it is, what if we go there and party?
Let's go party.
Imagine
somebody being like, I was clean. First of all, oh, shit, I'm going to lose it. First of all.
Betsy just ripped her shirt off.
First of all, if a friend told me that for their father's birthday, they would clean their gun, I would be like, you're fucked up. That's so weird. I would have to talk to them for 3 hours being like, wait, what? Tell me everything.
Hey, man, you guys have a weird relationship.
Let alone.
Yeah.
Now, I was cleaning my dad's gun for his birthday, and then I accidentally shot my mom, mm-hmm. and I watched my dad drag her and pour liquor into her dead mouth. I would have to be like, wait, I gotta check. I don't know if I could be friends with you.
Yeah, I just like.
And they're just kind of like, oh, okay. That's neat.
Let's party.
Let's party.
I would be there for that person when they needed me, but I would ghost them like crazy. Like the second I heard that story,
I can't hang out with you.
Yeah. I would never say it because I wouldn't want to look like a monster, but I definitely would ghost them like crazy.
I would say it. I would be a monster. And I'd be like, you're fucked up. I can't be friends.
And on top of that, after that tiny little scenelet, we then immediately cut to the road trip with some non-diegetic sound. Is that what it's called? Basically, just montage music with a very... This song plays when they've established they're going to travel to the dad's cabin.
This is the theme song for a movie where all the stuff that we called just described happened. Called The Mutilator. This song kicks in.
When the leaves of summer turn red and gold and the football games bring a hint of the cold time to get away.
It just gets better.
We'll pack the car with escape in mind.
Yeah.
Forgetting about classes, leaving books behind. Time to get away. Empty cottage sitting on the shore. Tourists all left about a month before. And we're gonna have a good time.
We're gonna have a good time.
We're gonna have a good time.
We're going on a
fall break. I'm walking in and head in the moonlight. We'll be the sweets all day. I swear we'll never fall.
And it's them driving and laughing.
Yeah.
Going on a
in a convertible.
When the title sprawls across screen
and it says Fall Break,
even though it's
The Mutilator. Another movie that I guess it blows me away that they were like, Fall Break is the name they settled on?
Yeah.
Did you say Fall Break?
It sounded like he said the F word.
Fuck break?
Not the F word.
Fag break?
That, yeah.
That's
I can say it.
You can say it because you're white and straight.
Going on a fag break.
So
if the movie was called that, I would buy a copy for every one of my friends.
And I guess they play that song at the end of the movie too. After everybody's fucking killed by the dad, it cuts to fall break, fall break. It's so fucking
wild.
Weird. And yeah, they called it fall. Also, fall break isn't a fun thing.
No.
It's what you get like Friday off in October and you're like, okay, we have a 3-day fucking weekend.
Let's go to the beach.
Nobody's like, oh, I can't wait for fall break. You don't hear of MTV's Fall Break.
I remember growing up watching all the MTV Fall Breaks. They get that cabin surrounded by snow.
Ooh, yeah.
And like a Two Live Crew would be in jackets.
Ooh, and Kennedy would ask
Kennedy.
Important, hard-hitting questions.
About apple cider.
Yeah. that guy sold that song to them.
Yeah.
And I imagine him like being stoked and taking family and friends to the like family and friends screening.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, what did we just watch?
What happened?
Brought us a movie where this kid murdered his mom and his dad goes insane. And then this very happy pop song kicks in. That's like on the level of pop as like Holiday Road from National Lampoon.
As soon as we started watching it, I was screaming that. I was like, this or it feels like that part in Home Alone of like run Rudolph.
Yeah.
Santa's gonna be or
whatever. I mean, it's a juxtaposition of like in the 80s every movie had a bitchin' like fun anthem.
Yeah.
It was like that sets the tone for your movie. It's like this rock and roll song. It's fun. We could all sing it like Holiday Road. And it's like great. Fall break for The Mutilator.
I'm gonna lose my mind because there's never a moment where the father and son have any clarifying moment of oh my god, what have I done? Oh my god, son, this is why I'm doing this. There's
none of that.
It pisses me off.
They don't like hide the fact that it's the dad.
No,
he's like sleeping under the floorboards and just starts murdering
them. Yeah, and I guess he's like a drunk. But also, that's never, like, it's kind of mentioned.
There's so much talk now of, like, sensitivity with horror movies where, like, if someone's insane in a movie, it's not something you should make fun of or, like, laugh at.
Disagree.
This man's... Yeah, I know, Mono. I know how you feel about this. You're very insensitive. But in this movie, a man clearly had a mental break because the love of his life was murdered by his son.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, well, how do you process that? He didn't, and now he's killing teens. He's, like, lost his mind.
But they didn't even have a moment of, like, he's been trying to get help or he escaped something where I'm like, that's fine. They don't even have that. And the kid, it's so weird.
And I also, this is weird, but like, I wanted a twist. This journey would have been worth it if we find out the kid is the killer and the dad is the good guy.
Yes, and the dad's trying to stop him or whatever.
Like you said, they never deal with the beginning.
Never.
Right. So here's my pitch for the ending. You find out the kid has been killing all of them. Cuts back to when he was a kid. You see that extra beat of that scene where it just extends it, where he smiles because he meant to kill his mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's just a murderer.
Yes.
I love that.
Perfect.
That little minor thing could
good.
Yeah, make it amazing.
That's
Thank you
good.
Guys. When I get hired to reboot Fall Break.
We got to reboot Fall Break.
Here's the thing. We could
going on a
Fall Break. We'll get Taylor Swift to sing that song. It's going to be a fucking hit.
Once again, Betsy bringing up her friendship with Taylor Swift.
Oh, boy.
Sick of this.
A.T. for being cool, man.
What's your favorite song of hers?
Oh, man.
Yeah, which one do you love the most?
Which one do you really love?
Like, when it comes on, you have to sing every single word because you know it by heart. We're not moving on until you know
We're not moving on until you say your favorite song.
Shake It.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That must
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. It's about soda, right?
Yeah.
Shaking up a soda.
We all remember Taylor Swift was the lead singer of the Cars with the classic song, Shake It Up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Oh, baby. What other movies did you guys discover?
Yeah. There's so many.
So you talked about, like, while you look at that list, you talked about how Prime is crushing it by bringing back all these 80s and 90s horror movies we want. That, to me, is like, video stores started to disappear because I, like, managed Blockbusters.
Oh,
I was there for their demise.
Oh, shit.
Which is such an interesting time to be at a company is, like, while it's falling apart, selling parts of itself off. It was very weird. But I was like, oh, kids aren't going to have what I had where I walked down the aisle and saw all the covers.
Mm-hmm.
But now with Amazon and Netflix, you hit genre. And then you're looking at all the covers and reading the descriptions. It is the same thing.
It is fun.
It's the digital version of it.
Yeah. It's really exciting, because especially for the world of horror, to be able to be like, oh my God, look at all of these things that we would never have seen the light of day.
Yeah, and there's not enough money to release a million copies of this just so maybe
it's
someone
might.
It's
just like indie video games.
Yeah.
Of like, they're now a thing that are easy access, because you can just download, and you don't have to worry about making 100,000 copies of E.T. and then fucking nobody buying them, and so you bury them in fucking New Mexico,
Nevada,
wherever.
They confirmed it, by the way.
Did you see the documentary?
No,
they confirmed it.
About the E.T.?
No. They made a documentary about it. I gotta watch it. Hey,
why
if it ain't horror, I ain't watching.
I'm still so confused. I guess I gotta watch it.
Because it's funny. Like, that to me is like, if I was the head of Atari, hell yeah, let's
just
do it. It's
bury him. Fucking
bury
him.
It's very funny to me.
It is so funny.
Oh, that game is if you haven't seen it, listeners, pull up YouTube of the E.T. Atari video game. It's very funny.
Yeah.
It's so shitty.
It's wild.
It's insane.
It's shittier than Pong.
It
managed to be shittier than a game where you just hit a ball with a paddle.
Pong is fucking great.
It's a video game where everything on the screen looks like a cereal marshmallow shape. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In terms of
like you can't even tell who's E.T. and who's Elliot.
Yes.
You're just kind of like running around just being like, I don't fucking know. Am I allowed to walk through this thing? Oh, no, I'm not.
It really felt like it was a game made for something else, but then just E.T. branded, like with Mario Brothers 2.
Yes.
It was like very clearly a different video game that they just fisted Mario into.
But I love it.
Fisted. Horny for horror.
I
mean, there are so many good fun.
We found a good one recently called Hush.
Oh,
so this is a new movie.
This is not an 80s.
This is a new one.
On Netflix.
Dare we?
Go ahead. It's
awesome.
A great movie. It's fun.
It's so good.
It's about a deaf woman who lives in the woods, right?
Yeah.
I wish that was just your description.
Wild.
It's about a deaf woman.
Oh, is she a writer?
Yes, I think
she's
so.
She's a writer.
She's
like on a little getaway in the woods.
Yeah, doing a little writing.
Writer's retreat.
She's deaf.
Her friend lives nearby.
Yeah. But then a creepy dude just starts stalking her and fucking with her, and he discovers that she's deaf.
Right.
And so there are these shots. He'll just stand right behind her in the kitchen, and he's got this creepy mask on, but he won't kill her.
Right.
You'll fuck with her. It's fantastic. Yeah. Everybody should watch it. It's really great and a simple, awesome idea.
And it just builds and builds and builds, and then the ending will surprise you.
It's so good.
It's awesome.
It turns out the whole time, he was just going on a...
Fall break.
That song kicks in.
Ooh, we're going on a fall break. Empty cottage by the shore.
I got another cover I loved was April Fool's Day.
Oh,
when
yes.
everyone at the table and it's the girl, her hair's tied into a noose and she has a knife behind her back.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Is a great, great horror cover.
I don't know if I've seen this.
Oh, it's fantastic. And
there's so many fun ones.
Today, like, whenever they go to make a movie poster or, like, cover art, it's always, like, minimalist now.
Yeah.
Or, like, words, just words or, like, an image. And it's like, go back to making these
fun drawings
or pictures that, like, represent what the movie is and what we're going to see.
That's what we want. Because fuck, I'm going to judge a movie by its cover.
Betsy has now torn off her second shirt.
I have to wear 20 shirts every day because I get so fired up and I just rip through them.
Like Hulk Hogan.
you're like
a non-racist Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank
I describe you,
so you
that
much.
Way to people if they haven't met you.
You know Betsy, non-racist Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, okay.
I stumbled on one that April Fool's Day makes me think of one I stumbled on recently on the Netflix called like Most Like. It's a new one. But it's called Most Likely to Die.
Oh, yeah. You did me,
It's a great idea, not well executed. It's basically like high school reunion weekend at a cottage.
At a good old cackage.
A cackage.
First time Mono said that word.
It's for sure the first time I've said that word ever.
Yeah, Mono's never had to say the word cottage before. And he loves cottage
and
cheese.
And I love all cottage
Cheeses.
But I guess it's like a high school reunion of some kind, and basically like they come to a creepy house with superlatives like stated under each person, and I think they've all gotten these superlatives right, like
most likely to see
their name in lights.
Got it.
And then the killer starts killing them based on that superlative.
Yeah.
So the person gets strangled
by lights.
Exactly.
Spoiler, sorry guys.
That's so fun. It's almost like Theater of Blood.
Yeah.
A little bit where that critic, the director, it's great. It's Vincent Price?
Yes.
Yeah. Theater of Blood,
oh, cool.
Where a director kills the critics, right? The
yeah.
critics
or give
in,
them bad
in Shakespeare
reviews.
Way.
Yeah. Oh.
Do not sleep on 70s horror. There are so many good ones. Like that one and those
Sorry, I said earlier about the Italian
There
goes
Jallos.
my third shirt.
Look up like the posters for all of like the Italian giallo horror movies. Are amazing. Amazing, amazing.
So fun.
Black Christmas.
The original?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It has one of the best horror movie endings, I think.
Wait, Betsy, you haven't seen Black Christmas,
haven't seen it.
So don't say anything yet, Mom.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
We have to watch that
today.
Yeah,
that's absolutely
going to
happen
it.
Today.
Yes.
Excellent ending.
Because everybody's like, it's so good.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
It's like the first slasher, right? The beginning
I think
of...
so.
It set that tone that then Carpenter knocked out.
Oh, yeah. That makes me horny.
You get so horny around Michael Myers.
I do. I fucking love
What
Michael.
If I were to tell you he was behind you right now?
Oh, my God. Wait. How does my hair look?
Wait, honestly,
good, but you're
guys.
Not wearing shirts.
Which horror movie person makes you the horniest? Is yours really Michael Myers?
Oh, man, this is fun.
Are you legitimately asking who we're attracted to, if we were attracted to anybody?
Yeah, I have one in mind.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you go first, because I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I feel like I go to this too much, but like... Skeet Ulrich's Turn and Scream, like that sweaty, creepy killer boyfriend. I'm horny for
it. Yeah, I mean, he looked like a fuckboy in it.
Oh, yeah, and let that fuckboy, what's his name, join in?
Matthew Lillard?
It's gonna be a scream, baby. You're hurting so bad, man.
He was always playing Shaggy before he played Shaggy.
Yeah.
Because he had that character in 13 Ghosts, too.
Yes.
He's like, you can't keep him in there, man.
Yes, oh my god.
So Skeet Ulrich.
Skeet Ulrich.
Okay.
Killer boyfriend. That might be kind of a cop out because it's like he's pretty much just a man, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to think like killer wise, like who would be attractive?
Who's a hot killer?
Because it's hard to say that. I'm glad you had an answer right away. I guess Sylvia Ganoush from Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah. You into that?
Yes.
I love it. She like pukes up all that black stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that's fucking hot.
That's fucking hot, and she would be like, "You came before me.
Oh God,
you came before.
I curse you.
Oh.
You come in me." I'm not on pill.
Oh my God.
Baby,
I'm pro-life.
Oh no.
You get,
you know she would be.
Yeah, Sylvia would be fun. I also feel like Sylvia would, she doesn't pay her bills.
Yeah,
clearly.
We know that, so she has bad credit.
She has really bad credit. She's so like bad. She would spend a lot of money on you.
Isn't that a really funny thing to know about a horror movie villain?
Very
that
funny.
That they have bad credit.
Very
I wish
very
there
funny.
Was a scene in Halloween where it showed Michael Myers looking at a bunch of past due bills. Just like shoving, and there's like a look of worry in his eyes, like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Just a 5-second scene
it's
that
so
just establishes his negative credit.
It's so her fault. It's like, it was like a second or third mortgage out on her house. It's like, girl.
Girl.
Get it together, girl. Who do you think, B?
I think either that tall dude from It Follows.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
horrifying, but very tall.
That guy who has to duck through doorways.
Tall,
or
yeah.
the Descent Monsters.
Ooh, yeah, they would be
Ooh,
good.
Man.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
would only, like, because they can't see, right? How do they, or they can see in the dark?
Yeah, of course they can.
I think they just have
they're
amazing
low,
hearing.
They're down below, because they get blinded later. Like,
yes.
the light hurts their eyes.
Yes, okay.
But they can't see you if you don't move.
You're
like,
thinking
if you're,
of dinosaurs.
No, I swear. No, because, like, in The Descent, there's a part where it's like, she's just, like, sitting still, and he just doesn't know.
I feel
what,
it's like ear and it's scent, maybe?
It has to be that.
Because she jumps into that water.
Yeah.
Or that blood.
Blood pool.
Blood
but,
pool.
Yeah, you're right. They have, like, gooey.
They're fucking ripped. They're like rock climbers. And rock climbers have crazy bods.
They have blood all over their cum gutters.
Oh yeah, bloody cum gutters.
It's hard for me to like think of like a sexy, I guess I could say like Alicia Vikander in Ex Machina.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
good.
Because she's terrifying, but also
but
is a very pretty woman.
Very
yeah.
pretty lady.
And I like her fucking with scumbags' minds
yeah.
is
yeah.
attractive
that's
as well.
Cool.
And how she plays these douchebags
yeah.
is great.
That's a great answer.
That's a fantastic
that's a good
movie.
One.
Yeah,
I
is.
Love that movie. It's... Can I say Oscar Isaac in that?
Yeah, of course.
He's kind of a bad
guy. But he's not a bad guy.
He's kind of a bad guy.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
not
he's,
really.
He is
he, bad tendencies. He's
but,
like a representation of all like that's bad
would,
about the internet.
Mike Myers, I would. Michael Myers.
Mike Myers? In The
yeah,
Love
baby.
Guru?
Yeah.
He was the enemy of that film.
Yes, yes.
I sincerely, like, if I come into a ton of money, am going to pay to have a movie shot where it's Michael Myers replacing Mike Myers in Austin Powers. And it's just him exactly how he is, but every one of his lines are subtitled. So it's like, yeah, baby, it says on the bottom of the screen, but it's just him not doing
it's
anything.
It's just him standing there.
Him standing
yeah,
there.
Baby,
would
yeah.
be so funny. What?
So it's dropping just the audio or the visual?
No, like to
the whole chunk
do
of
the whole
like,
movie.
Like do the whole movie where he
yeah.
is Austin Powers. But every line is just subtitled because we he doesn't talk.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's like someone does it and it cuts to him and it just says on the bottom screen, "Oh, behave." But it would be a great movie.
That's so. I'll fund it. I'll find any
you.
Way to make that happen.
I also feel like there's times where they ask, like, "What have you done?" Because I want him to say, "I shagged her.
I shagged her rotten.
Shagged her rotten."
The whole like penis. Enlarger beat.
Oh, that has to be in there.
That's so funny.
We'll see. Just,
we're making that happen.
We're yep. going to make it happen.
That is so fucking funny.
If you want to see Michael Myers replace Mike Myers in Austin Powers, let us know. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram.
We'll get a Kickstarter going.
We'll get a Kickstarter
going. Figure this shit out.
I've never done a Kickstarter. I would do a Kickstarter for help us make this studio movie over again.
Yes.
But find us there, Horny for Horror, all one word, the number 4. Don't spell it out like a moron.
Hell no.
Don't be stupid.
You idiot.
Hell no.
And
idiot.
Tweet at us also with pictures of your favorite horror movie covers.
Yes.
I want to see what you fucking
and what you've
did.
Recently discovered now, because then we'll fucking watch it and we'll talk about it.
And talk about it.
Which villain in a horror movie makes
you
the horniest?
Oh, yeah. What makes you fucking hard or wet or what?
Hard and wet.
To this, I'll be like, Betsy.
Betsy.
Were you guys attracted to Norman Bates in Psycho?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
I yeah. think he's like a really good looking,
yes.
yeah, he's hot.
Smooth guy.
Yes.
That's a
well,
good
he's got
one.
That like kind of serial killer vibe, you know, yeah. where it's like, oh, Jeffrey Dahmer was kind of.
Fuck yeah.
Kind of fucking cute.
He had the
know?
Sickest
I
deep
get
B.
It.
Oh, what a
deep
V.
Deep V. All right, guys.
All right, we love you.
We love you. I'm Adam.
Love you. I'm Mono.
I'm Betsy. We're horny for horror, baby. Oh. Yeah. Oh, shit.